This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, a little bit more now on jobs. And for it, we go to the data, specifically the bit about wages. Average hourly earnings last month, which is the broadest measure of worker paychecks, was up 4.1% in October from a year earlier. It was 4.3% in September, by way of comparison, 4.8% a year ago. And as news goes, this is good for the Fed. Not terrible, but also not great for workers. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes it from there.
You know what I used to see all the time, like a year ago, on signs outside fast food places, on billboards for big box stores? Signing bonus, offering several hundred dollars at least, plus a starting salary well above minimum wage. I'm not seeing that so much anymore.
Wage growth has fallen sharply.
Dean Baker is co-founder of the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
We saw the annualized rate over the last 3 months is 3.2%. It's a little higher if you take over the last year, but it's clearly come down a lot.
Back in 2021, as employers scrambled to hire up, wage gains peaked around 6% a year for workers overall, 14% for service workers like bartenders and waiters. Now, says Baker,
the current rate of wage growth is less than what we had in 2018, 2019 when inflation was below the Fed's target. So I would think the Fed has to feel pretty good about this, that they've gotten wage growth down. You know, to my view, it's time for them to say mission accomplished.
Wait for it. Nah, don't. You might be waiting a while. Meanwhile, employers are noting a downward trend in wage expectations, even among the highest paid workers, says Jer Doyle at staffing firm Manpower Group.
The demands from candidates are a little bit more moderate. I spend a lot of time on the technology side of the business, and we've even seen that there. They're still extremely high, but definitely starting to come down.
One group for whom the good times are no longer rolling is low-paid service workers. Their wages were rising by double digits in 2021 and 22, says Dean Baker.
Doesn't mean they were doing great, but they were doing better. But that trend seems to have come to an end.
Now, wage growth for leisure and hospitality workers, for instance, is pretty close to that of workers overall, with pay up in October to an average of $19 an hour. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.